Finally, I want to take you back to 30 years ago today and this iconic moment.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
President Reagan calling on Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. This month, a German symphony conductor named Markus Rindt brought that same message to the U.S.-Mexico border. The World's Monica Campbell has that story.
Walls have been a part of Markus Rindt's life since he was a kid.
I grew up in East Germany. I was surrounded by walls.
It was during the communist years. He remembers seeing the wall up close as a boy.
My grandfather, he showed me the wall quite often. I remember that I already, as a child, I started to invent possibilities to flee.
In 1989, in his 20s, Rindt escaped, left home, and made it to West Germany. It was one of the hardest things he ever did.
I didn't know whether I can see my parents again, my family again, because I couldn't get back when I fled. I was like a criminal for this East German government then.
Just months later, the Berlin Wall fell. Today, Rindt is 49, has a boyish face, shaggy black and white hair, and he directs the Dresden Symphony. It's not a traditional orchestra. They play everything from classical and jazz to Frank Zappa and Santana. I talked to Rindt while he was in Mexico City this weekend. His group was wrapping up a tour of public concerts called Tear Down This Wall, after Reagan's famous speech.
I read about this plan of President Trump to build a huge and beautiful wall, and I thought we should do an action against this, not only against this wall. You see, around Europe, increasing walls, higher and higher. It's like mushrooms in the forest.
But things got complicated when they headed to the border at San Diego and Tijuana. The plan was to perform on both sides of the fence, across rusty steel beams that run out into the ocean. But that plan didn't work.
We got an email saying that we don't get permission to perform on the beach, on the American side, on the U.S. side.
No go, U.S. officials said. Too political. In a statement to the media, Border Patrol said it, quote, does not allow the federal enforcement zone to be used as a stage for an event based on a political message. Rindt was disappointed, but not surprised. His orchestra has organized protest concerts before, so they performed on the Mexico side only. They invited other groups, too. The Mexican punk band called Tijuana No played a version of Spanish Bombs by The Clash. Rindt's ensemble also turned the metal fence into an instrument. On the U.S. side, a small group of Trump supporters shouted, USA, USA, and held signs reading, Build the Wall. Rindt said he didn't mind. That's their right. Plus, he said, he thought back to when he was a kid in East Germany, walking with his grandfather, seeing the wall there. He dreamed up many ways to cross.
I invented digging holes. I invented flying with a balloon over it, or to disguise as a deer and to jump over it.
Or in this case, playing music heard on both sides of the wall, no matter which side you were on. For The World, Monica Campbell, Mexico City.
And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.